Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. As I stood in front of the wood stove, flossing my teeth this bitter cold morning, trying to think of an opening for this week's podcast, I heard a promotion on NPR for a program called From the Top. This is a program that spotlights young musicians. And this week it was featuring a young man who played the cello with the experience and skill and emotion of someone twice his age. And he was also an avid bird watcher and always wears shades of yellow. When I heard that, I had to laugh because it reminded me of an article I read about toxoplasmosis and how the toxoplasma organism has the capacity to change behavior, just like all parasites do. The goal of a parasite is to be picked up by a host. And if the parasite has more than one host, the parasite needs to change the behavior of the first host in order to wind up with the second one. And even if the parasite only has one host, the parasite has to make himself comfy in that host. Just the same way you and I change a house when we move into it. We may paint the walls. We may knock out walls completely. We just make ourselves comfortable, and parasites do the same thing. Unfortunately, though, parasites and also bacteria and viruses and a lot of other microorganisms in our society have a very high ick factor. This is because our view of them has been shaped by those who want to sell us products to kill them. Oh, I'm not saying that there aren't parasites, viruses, bacteria that cause a great deal of harm. They cause people to become sick. But nothing in biology is an either or. If these microorganisms have survived, they've survived because the benefits associated with them exceed the costs. But they also evolved on a planet where things were in balance. They evolved on a planet that functioned like a complete organism, a complete ecosystem. A macro and a micro ecosystem. But then we started mucking about with it. And so now we're left in this awkward position. And I thought, I wonder if such strange behavior would make some scientists studying the behavioral effects of toxoplasmosis think, whoa, I'd like to study that boy. I wonder if he has toxoplasmosis. And I wonder how that young man or anyone with extraordinary talent and skill, how would he feel about that? How would you feel about that if you had some extraordinary talent, something that a real wow factor, you were a great artist, a great actor, a great painter, a poet, singer, landscape gardener, somebody who just had a passion and a skill for what you did. What would you think if a scientist came up to you and said, you know, we can cure you? Would you trade it for that? Would you trade all that you gained from having this parasite somehow alter your behavior, alter your brain chemistry? Suppose you had some extraordinary characteristic. Suppose you were a fantastic musician or artist, physician, scientist, sportscaster, athlete. And it turned out you had a microorganism that was known to change behavior. How would you feel about that? Would the ick factor overwhelm you? Just go, oh God, get rid of it, get rid of it. Even if it meant you might lose all that edge? Or would you say, wow, you know, I don't like that I'm a slob, but on the other hand, I do like that I can make connections that other people can't make. And if that means I'm a night owl where everybody else I know of spends more time up during the day, well, so be it. What would you choose? Ick or wow?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.